This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Saints Coaches Show, Mike Austin, Bobby Hebert, now along with Darren Rizzi, the Saints Special Teams Coordinator, arrived in 2019, spent 10 seasons with the Miami Dolphins, whom will be playing here at the Caesars Superdome in a couple of weeks. Coach, welcome to the show again. Good to talk to you.
Mike, Bobby, I appreciate you guys having me on.
So I wish I had this really cool kind of softball question to toss out you to to start with, but I mean, as Mickey just talked about, the Deontay Harris situation, because of the CBA, you kind of have to know that probably the appeal would not, you know, go through and he would get suspended, but you did for three games and can come back towards the end of the season. So from your position, as you look at punt returning and kick returning, who does that fall to at this juncture?
Yeah, listen, Mike, it's a difficult situation. You know, listen, Deontay obviously is a Pro Bowl caliber guy and a very, very difficult guy to replace. But I think the one thing when we start training camp at the beginning of the year is we try to train as many guys as possible on the roster, you know, in case we have injuries and things like that. And, you know, fortunately for us, there's a number of guys in the building that at least have some experience. You know, Marquez Callaway is a guy last year that stood in, you know, for Deontay a couple games and did pretty well. Ty Montgomery is a guy that has got a number of returns in his career and had a little bit earlier this year when Deontay was injured. And, you know, obviously Alvin, and there's a couple other younger guys. You know, we signed a couple practice squad guys. So we're going to kind of play that out during the week and kind of see what we're doing game plan wise tomorrow and Wednesday. But fortunately for us, there's a few guys, Dwayne Washington, Tony Jones, are guys that have done some kick return in their career. So there are a number of guys in house, and we're going to kind of see what fits best for us, you know, this week against the Jets.
Now, you know, Coach, when I look at it, I think, you know, you look at punt return, kick return, punt cover, kick coverage. And we're still amongst the best, but it seems like last year we were more dominant, if that makes sense. I know I've been a little discouraged when I'm looking at the punt return game by the opponents. I think, well, we were giving up last year 2 or 3 yards. Right now we're like at 9. So is that a rhyme or reason behind that? Because we're still amongst the leaders, but, you know, I want to be best of the best. And I know you demand that. So what is your take on that?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll start with what you just mentioned with our punting game. You know, the bottom line number is really the net punting yards.
Okay.
And there's a couple different ways. There's a couple different ways to arrive at that. You know, last year, the last couple of years with Morstead, he's a little bit more at this point in his career, at his stage in his career, he's a little bit of more of a directional, shorter punts, not as long. So the other teams weren't really getting any return yards. You know,
okay.
Blake Gillikin is a guy that's got a stronger leg. He's driving the ball farther. He's hitting the ball longer. He's got better hang time. But when you do that, you know, the old outkick your coverage cliche,
right.
Sometimes you can do that. And what happens is you end up giving up a little bit more return yardage. But at the same time, our net punting average right now is better than it was at this point last year. So
now,
although we're giving up some yards in the return area, our overall net punting is better. And so that's really the bottom line number.
Now, you know, Darren, the one thing that I look at is like, man, we've always been, it seems like we got the players. And now you coaches, you got to coach them up and you put them in the position to succeed. I can remember when I go, man, we're not keeping Chris Banjo. I thought Chris Banjo was a stud. And then now, I think he's still on the Cardinals. He's having success there. But it seems like as good as Chris Banjo was, JT Gray's even on a different level. It seems like this, like, you know, okay, Chris Banjo was, really good, but JT Gray is very good, or great. It seems like whether it's Washington, whether Ty Montgomery, whoever, it seems like that's one thing. I'm almost shocked if we don't win on special teams week in and week out. And I brought this up to Mickey, like hitting yardage, flipping the field and all that. I think you've done an outstanding job in that area, and the players have bought in.
I appreciate that, Bobby. I'll tell you what, I'm going to start with the first thing you mentioned about JT Gray. I mean, I'm certainly a little biased. I coach him every day, but you know, I don't know if there's a special teams core player in the league that I would trade JT Gray for. I think he is as good as it gets. I think he's an outstanding gunner. I think that's probably where he gets most of his recognition. But at the same time, here's a guy that's really good in the return game as a blocker. He's a tough matchup. He can block different body types. He can run. He works his tail off. He's a really, really good work ethic guy. Blue collar, comes to work every day. Got voted captain by his peers this year. And he's a guy over the last 3 years that I've been here, I've been really proud to watch his progression. And like I said, his production on the field is outstanding. And so you mentioned Chris Banjo, and no doubt they were a little bit of a different positions on some right. of the game. But at the same time, you can't – JT's production the last 3 years has been really unmatched. And then, you know, you mentioned a couple guys, Dwayne Washington, Ty Montgomery. We have a couple linebackers, Zach Bond and Caden Ellis and Andrew Dowell and Pete Werner a little bit. And so there's been a number of guys that have really, like you said, bought in. And, it makes my job exciting and fun every day. I love going and working with those core group. And I think we've done a hell of a job with our roster between Mickey and Jeff and Sean of putting together a roster where, you know, if you don't have players that aren't starting at their position, we've got quality core players. And that's made made my job a lot, you know, certainly a lot more exciting. And coming to work with those guys every day is great.
And, Coach, I mean, the players that Bobby's mentioned and that you've mentioned, all unbelievable. But you've had this opportunity to coach with him, but now on Sunday you have to coach against him. And that's a man on a mission, sometimes D. How do you prepare to coach against him?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Justin Hardy is an outstanding special teams player. So we'll start off by saying that. And I had a pleasure coaching that guy for the couple of years that I was with him here in New Orleans. Listen, Justin's a guy that, you have to game plan a little bit against. You have to kind of find, create some matchups and find out where he's going to be on the field and always have an awareness. He's an exceptional coverage player, particularly on punt, but really good in kickoff as well. And like you said, a man possessed. He's a guy, we've gotten a chance to watch him in a bunch of other games this year. We share a lot of the plays from around the league with our team later in the week from other games, and he pops up on that highlight film every week. So he's certainly not going to surprise anybody. We always need to know where number 34 is. We need to know where he's lined up. We got to have a great plan for him, and I know he'll be excited. But you know what? Our guys will be excited to play against him as well. So it'll be fun up there in New Jersey on Sunday.
And, Darren, when I look at, going back in the offseason and even training camp, and, boy, you look at special teams drills and how Coach Payton emphasizes that, and you see guys in and out. What is, the deal now during the season, like practice squad players? Is there some players that you're looking at, whether it's scout team or some maybe that – you might develop, whether it's the returner or the coverage units, that might be on the scout team that you think maybe given opportunity could contribute? Because you're always trying to develop that depth. So how much do you pay attention to the practice squad in those areas?
Yeah, great question, Bobby. You know, we have those 16 spots. And listen, I'm one of those guys I'm a huge proponent of all those guys that are on there. If they're not linemen, these are guys you're trying to develop that if you do have the injuries or COVID or whatever, to try to bring some of these guys up. And we've done that. We've done that the last few years. You know, you look at a guy on our roster, Andrew Dowell, right now. You know, he blocked a punt against the Patriots. He's a guy that spent the entire year last year on the practice squad. The only game that he got called up for was that game later in the year where we had some COVID guys against Carolina. There's another guy, Kavari Russell, who's on our practice squad. He got called up this year for a game. Kevin White is a guy that's got called up this year for a couple of games. This last week, Chase Hansen is a guy we called up from the practice squad. These were all guys that are practice squad, special teams guys. And, you know, what we do every day in practice is obviously we have to have a scout team. You know, we got to go against our opponent's looks. And I teach those guys all the time that, hey, this is your chance to show me what you can do. And a lot of the guys take that to heart. And so, we're always going to be as good as a look we get during the week. And some of those guys I just mentioned are some of the guys that have done a really, really good job with that. And we're always, as you said, always looking to develop those guys and be able to move them up to the main roster.
Darren, you've been around this for a long time. This is my last question. Three decades of work, and this is not about the Saints at all, but have you ever witnessed what's been happening with NFL kickers? I mean, look at the – I'll just use the Jets because they're your next opponent. So they have Alex Kessman, who was making his NFL debut yesterday. It was a big deal. They signed him for the practice squad, comes in. He misses his first two extra points. I mean, it's almost like I'm starting to feel sorry for these guys. It's just so hard out there. What is going on? You've been around for 30. What is going on with kickers?
Yeah, we missed too many points. Come on.
But it's everywhere. It's everywhere. Every team, nobody's immune.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you got a chance, obviously, yesterday to take a step back a little bit and watch a little football. And I'm watching the 1 o'clock games, and I think in the first half hour there's four missed extra points. And it's just a little bit of an abnormal year. I think when you look, obviously, us included in this mix, there's been more turnover at kicker because of injuries and whatnot this year than there ever has been before. And I think, in my opinion, from my experience, I think people underrate the operation a little bit, meaning snap, hold, kick.
Right.
And, you know, that takes time on task more than I think people would give it credit for. And so you bring a guy like Alex Kessman in, and he's there the first game. He still, he probably had maybe two or three practices where he worked with that operation. You know, no different than we've had a bunch of turnover and a bunch of different guys coming in and time on task with that operation. You know, Will Lutz and Thomas Morstead and Zach Wood, you know, they had a few years together and without a blip on the radar. You know, they were with together for however many games in a row, and there's a lot to be said for that. And I think not only the turnover at the kicker spots, but sometimes the turnover at the punter spot and the snapper spot. You know, I'll use Mason Crosby as an example in Green Bay. Here's a guy that's been making kicks. He didn't miss a field goal last year. But now all of a sudden he's got a new snapper. He's got a new punter. He's got a new holder. And so all of a sudden, you know, that operation, you know, plays a big, big portion, big, big part of it.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Good luck up in New Jersey against the Jets on Sunday. Get that victory, and let's flip this field and start a new streak.
You got it, guys. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right, Darren. Thank you.
Special teams coordinator Darren Rizzi. We'll say goodnight to the Cajun Cannon as well. Bobby, have a good night. Appreciate your time, my friend.
All right. Thank you, Hoss.
And we got Mike Dettillier up next. We'll be talking about a little Monday Night Football, New England and the Bills, NFC South. Stick with us here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.